Let's do it.
All right. Welcome to Snack Brackets, the Whack Bracket short episodes. Are still baffled that no UFC fighter has figured out how to apply a figure four leg lock yet. I'm your host, Mike, and I have a great guest on again. This is actually the first guest I ever had outside of my home on Whack Brackets, and he's always a good time. He was last time. I'm sure he's going to be this time, and I want to say hello to Kels Curtis from the Culture Marauders podcast. How are you, Curtis?
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Kels, your friendly neighborhood Kels, back again, ready to go ahead and break down some brackets. Let's get it.
Let's get it. And he does run a great podcast. Your season two is coming up pretty soon, right?
That's right. Yeah, season two of the Culture Marauders podcast. We're taking a little bit of a hiatus. I'm going to throw some razzle-dazzle on the name of just being lazy. And, you know, we're going to step away and retool, reconfigure, and come back and reform like Voltron and get ready to take on some more cool content, meet some cool characters and some really dope stories out there. So be on the lookout. I'll be coming out this fall.
Yeah, but he still has like 30 or 40 episodes out there. So catch up on all those old episodes and then check him out for season two. He's a lot of fun, especially on the Florida scene. But with that said, we'll go ahead and move on to the brackets. For people that don't know what a whack bracket is, pretty much all it is a bracket, normal bracket style. We have four competitors instead of the typical eight for whack brackets. But the difference is between this and typical bracket is we change the questions every round. So one round, you're going to get one question. Next round, you're going to get a second question. Anyway, what the whack bracket is involving today are WWE Attitude Era wrestlers. And I know Curtis here is a big wrestling fan, as was I at this point in time. So this should be a fun bracket. And I guess we'll go ahead and get started if you're ready.
Let's go.
All right. Question one. Better at manning a grill. Would it be Mankind or would it be Stone Cold Steve Austin?
All right. So there's manning a grill is an art, right? Anybody can stand in front of a grill. Anybody can do that. But manning a grill is a totally different beast. It's an art form. It can get you kicked off the grill if you do it wrong in some places. Am I wrong?
No, 100% accurate.
All right. So with that being said, you threw out the two characters, right? Stone Cold Steve Austin and Mankind. Either one of them, you're going to have a hard time getting them off the grill because, one, you're going to be a little bit apprehensive of approaching, telling them, like, hey, man, it's not working. Get the hook. Pink slip. Let's go. The other one, you're probably going to take an ass whooping if you even come up and even suggest they get off the grill. So with this one, I would think better manning a grill, I'm going to have to go with the bionic redneck, Stone Cold Steve Austin. He's already got the outfit. He's got the cutoff jean shorts. He's got a can of beer in hand already, ready to rock. And it's always like a crappy cheap beer that I've seen on wrestling. And so Mankind will probably cook something weird like barbecue pig's feet or some weird shit like that. I'm putting my money and my appetite on Stone Cold Man in the Grill.
All right. Well, first off, I'm a man from a particular pedigree line that goes all the way back to Eastern Kentucky we were talking about. So don't knock pig's feet until you tried them. Actually, they are gross, Curtis. Do not try pig's feet.
Especially the ones in the jar. The pickled joint?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Pickled eggs, on the other hand, I could get down with. Pickled pig's feet? Disgusting. But that being said, didn't Mankind actually lose an ear one time in a match or something?
Yeah, an ear, teeth. He's been really, really messed up in those matches.
Yeah, so, I mean, you could be cooking the grill. You're getting your steak. Next thing you know, you've got, like, part of a body part that's not yours. It obviously is. He's falling apart, man.
Yes.
He's given his life to pro wrestling. But the other thing that concerns me about Mankind is he runs around with a sock puppet on his hand. He's got to make flipping the burgers hard. Not only that, did this come off his foot? We're not really sure where Mr. Socko came from.
Him walking around with that stupid sock puppet, you know it's not coming off his foot. And then this is a guy that you want handling the bratwurst? You want him handling the hot links? No way, man. Mankind gets no play on the grill. He gets the hook quick.
No, not only that, I think with Stone Cold, another thing that we didn't mention is he is originally from Texas. And Texans know how to push off barbecue. And finally, can you imagine when Stone Cold gets done, he's going to be like, Austin 316 just said that I cooked you a perfect medium well steak.
Or if you ask for seconds, you're going to get a Stone Cold Stunner. So, you know, you never know. He's a wild card, man. He's the rattlesnake. So you never know.
You don't. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to agree with you. I think Stone Cold. And let me ask you about this beer that you were talking about. It's always the Chiefs stuff. Did the WWE miss perfect marketing by not having a Stone Cold beer?
You know what? I think so. And I think they made up for it. I think he actually has a Stone Cold beer.
Does he?
Yeah, like as of recently, like he was on the beginning of the pandemic, and he was on there with old girl Becky Lynch, and they were drinking beer, and he had a Stone Cold beer. It had his logo on the beer can. Now I don't know if they cut some labels and threw it on there, but I think he got with the brewery, and they actually have a Stone Cold Steve Austin beer. Yes, they missed the train on that one, man. You know how much that would have sold at like parties and frat houses and all that stuff.
Yeah. You know? Vince knows how to sell shit, but this is one time he dropped the ball. So, but long story short, Steve Austin gets to advance to the next round of this snack bracket, and he's going to go against because Kel said so.
Damn right.
So Steve Austin is going to advance to the next round against the winner of this snack bracket, and this goes back to our last whack bracket when we asked the question, which restaurant would be more likely to have a Lamborghini outside the front? And we agreed it would be Hooters. So we're stealing that question. We're saying, who is the owner of that Lamborghini? Is it Ric Flair? Is it Kevin Nash?
So I'm going to say Ric Flair, right? First of all, it wouldn't be too far out of reach to see Ric Flair at a Hooters in the first place. With a Lambo, because you've seen him in the rap videos now, anything you see him on, he's like, he's playing up the whole Ric Flair, you know, persona and all that good stuff. I say I see Ric Flair at the Hooters with the Lambo. I see Kevin Nash at a Hooters and a Pontiac Fiero. So those are the two things. And he may not even fit in it, but he's sure in the hell going to try.
All right. See, I don't know. We might have to go to the scorecards on this one. It's going to be tight.
Okay. All right.
Because the problem I have with Ric Flair is we know he's the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing son of a gun. We know this. It's hard to pull that shit at a Hooters. That's more like strip club talk. So, you know, Hooters, you're just going to get a whole bunch of swole rednecks all over him. Ric Flair loves to ride in limos. He's more of a limo guy, maybe not a Lambo guy. I don't even see Ric Flair driving himself. I'm not sure from what I understand. Ric Flair was so loaded when he was a wrestler, I'm not sure he had the capability to drive himself.
My money won't allow me to drive. I can't.
That's right. Right. Now, the one thing about Nash we know is that he's kind of the bro-ham. You know, he hung out with the NWO. He's got his buddies, he and Razor Ramon. Razor's a notorious alcoholic as well.
Yes.
And we know that they do a lot of partying. He is one of the boys. Hooters definitely seems like his place. I think he's more likely to be seeing it with Guy Fieri than he is driving a Pontiac Fiero. But
with the same shirt, with the flame shirts from Hot Topic.
Exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
this is, you know, more subdued Rick, right? You know, maybe he just wants to take it out and just go see what's happening, mingle amongst the commoners, you know. But what more better way to grab the attention of that pregnant Hooters girl, because we all know that everyone has one, show up in a Lambo.
That's right. Oh, man, the pregnant Hooters girl. I forgot about her. So I tried to put her out of my mind. And yet you are here dredging up bad memories, Kels. I hate you, man. You're going to pay for this. That being said, shit, you know what? I'm going to disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you how we're going to have to break this tie, because on the stack bracket, right, I can't. It's not as easy to break a tie. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down a number between 0 and 9. So half the numbers are even and half the numbers are odd. I'm going to write it down. If you get it right, not the number, but whether it's even or odd, then Ric Flair gets to advance. Otherwise, it's Kevin Nash. So let me see. Okay.
All right.
I wrote down a number behind here. What do you think it is? Even or odd?
I'm going to say odd.
Kevin Nash advances. It's a 4. Sorry.
You know, I'm okay with that. The Guy Fieri thing, you sold me on it a little bit, but I just at least had to plead my case. Nobody likes a quitter, so I was just going to ride into the wheels fell off.
So I love it. But that said, we do have, I think, Kevin Nash advances against Stone Cold Steve Austin for this final question. Obviously, wrestlers have to sell feuds. So which one of these two guys would be more likely to actually sell a feud with David Hasselhoff? Would it be Stone Cold Steve Austin or would it be Kevin Nash?
I think I'm going to go with the Rattlesnake on this one, man, because look, and here's why. It could all start from, like, I'm the biggest beer drinker. We've all seen the Hoff at his worst boozing, right? Notorious boozing. Stone Cold, he gives the image that he's a party guy and a boozer. He don't take no shit. Both of them have been tough guys, right? Stone Cold on wrestling, Michael Knight, Mitch Gannon on a Rich Gannon or whatever the hell his name was on Baywatch. He didn't take no shit. Even on Baywatch Nights, and that was terrible. Didn't take no shit. That's a you got to see who's numero uno, man. So I think it's a big machismo, chest bumpy, baby oil rubbing, slobber knocker, as our good friend JR would say. You know, so I'm giving it to the rattlesnake on this one.
All right. I'm going to at least have to think about it, because this one I'm going to have trouble with for a couple reasons. I'm not sure. I may go with the rattlesnake, because the one thing I will say about Steve Austin is before the Stone Cold gimmick, he had the terrible ringmaster.
Remember, he was one of the Hollywood Blondes and he had a bowl cut?
No, the Hollywood Blondes were one of my favorite tag teams ever. Do not shit on the Blondes, Oh, they were so dope, because everybody hated those guys. Pillman and him would come out and they always did the little film thing. It was fabulous. They got so much heat. I love those guys. So I'm not going to shit on them. But he will sell anything. If he sells the fucking ringmaster, he'll sell anything, because that was a terrible gimmick. But the one thing is about Kevin Nash that we forget is he gets a bad reputation backstage, but if you're his boy or he's your boy, he'll sell for you. Yeah, you remember the one where Hogan touched him with the finger and he falls down, so he'll sell anything. Do you remember that? The finger push heard around the world? Yeah.
It's a different quality with WCW and WWE, WWF. It just seemed WCW was so over-the-top cheesy, man. It was like cheese rock. And WWE actually, you know, some stuff was believable, or at least you tuned in just to see, like, how over-the-top and, like, wild these dudes could get.
Right. Now, see, you're probably not old enough to remember these, but I am. Back before the Attitude Era, there was an era where they had some really rotten gimmicks. They had a guy who was a plumber. They had a guy that dressed up as a rooster.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
Yes, Red Rooster. So you had Tatanka.
So, cheesy? That's not cheesy. I can't get any cheesier than that. The man dressed up as a plumber.
But it's an honorable job, man. Like, somebody's clogged up the toilets, all that protein those dudes are taking, man. Somebody's clogged up a toilet in a submarine. You need that guy.
That is literally about the shittiest job a person could have, being a plumber for the WWE.
Hey, Yokozuna just plugged up the toilet, man. We need to go in there and take care of it.
Oh, God. Does Yokozuna even fit on a toilet? Does he have, like, a special made toilet?
I think Yokozuna is no longer with us, but...
Oh, okay, but I won't.
See? Shame on you.
I'm a terrible human being. We all know this. But with that said, the Hoff... I can see the Hoff being in Nash's crew, because, like you said, they do booze it up. But at the same time, I think Nash may think he's a little too good for that. I don't see him putting over the Hoff, but Steve Austin, I mean, shit, he went through phases where he was even like, you know, after hating Vince McMahon, then he turned into his lapdog for a while, and then he hated him again, and he'll do anything for the company. So, yeah, I think you're 100% right on this one. I think it is going to be Stone Cold, more likely to sell.
He put over The Rock. He put over Triple H. It's not above him, and, you know, I haven't seen him do too many, like, really shitty gimmicks, you know, as Stone Cold. Well, I don't know. He did that whole, what? You know, I hate that. But, you know, he's cool with putting people over. Even Mankind. He put Mankind over. Yeah.
But you know what? Everybody loves Mankind. That's a guy who would put anybody over. But he didn't make it this one. Yeah. So, sadly, Mankind could have won this one. Here we are. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. So here we are with Stone Cold Steve Austin winning the Attitude Era Snack Bracket, which actually should surprise no one, since The Rock wasn't in it. If The Rock's in it, he's always hard to beat.
I'm not a Rock fan. I was always a Triple H fan, man. That was my dude, Triple H.
Yeah. I will give The Rock this is, do you remember when he first started out in WWE? When he wasn't The Rock?
Rocky Maivia?
Yeah.
And he was flabby. Flabby with the Islander shit on.
Well, here's the thing. Before that, believe it or not, I actually saw The Rock in Memphis, because I grew up in the Memphis wrestling used to come to Louisville. I grew up in Louisville, and The Rock was there, and his name was, I'm pretty sure it was Flex Cavana. I had to look that up. We'll check this out after the podcast. I think his name was Flex Cavanna. So yeah, it was great. So, yeah, I'm sure there's pictures of old Flex out there. So I'll find one for you. I would need a t-shirt. What?
You need a Flex Cavanna t-shirt.
No. I tell you what I'm going to try to do though. When I post the preview for this stack bracket, I'm going to try to find an image of Flex Cavanna. I'm going to superimpose your face on it.
I'll take it. That's cool. I'll take it.
Kels Cavanna.
Hey, I got the hair that he had back then too, because he had the ball at the top.
you do. The fine looking mop you got up there. My hair's a mess, man. Quarantine's not done me right. But with that said, we'll quit yapping about Kels Cavanna over here, and we'll go ahead and call it a day. Again, Stone Cold wins the WWE Attitude Era Snack Bracket, and I would love to thank my guests, Curtis Kels from the Culture Marauders again. I'm going to let him say one or two words again, and then we'll see it out. So tell us a little bit, spit something, Kels, what you got?
All right, so hey, like my main man Mike said, hey, Culture Marauders Season 2 is coming. In the meanwhile, you can catch all the greatness, all the glory that's out there. Episodes 1 through 33 still out there in the virtual universe. Check us out on all major streaming platforms. If you got something you want to, want us to maraud on, or just want to say what's up, tell us our show is dope, tell us it sucks. Either way, hey, it's constructive criticism. I take it all the same. Hit us up on Instagram at @the_culture_marauders. On Facebook at The Culture Marauders, or at Gmail, theculturemarauders@gmail.com. And if you don't like that, I got two words for you, whack brackets.
That's right, whack brackets. And if you would like to reach us on any of these social media platforms, we are at Whack Brackets on the Instagrams, on the Tweeters, even on the Facebooks. And if you need to get a hold of us through email for any reason, you can send it to actually anything at Whack Brackets. So if you send it to flexcavanna@whackbrackets.com, I'll get it. Send it to kelscavanna@whackbrackets.com, I'll get it. So with that said, I want to thank you again. And I guess this is our episode. So check him out, and we'll talk to you all later. Peace, guys.